This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line. This morning, we're focusing on the youth in the community. Rutherford County Juvenile Judge Donna Scott Davenport is with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Beautiful day out today.
It is, and I always look forward to that first Tuesday in the month so we get to come and spend some time with you and your listeners.
Well, we are happy to have you with us, and you brought a friend with you today.
I sure did.
You brought the Operation Integrity Coordinator, SRO Sergeant Bob Weeks. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, tell us what Operation Integrity is.
Operation Integrity is a youth program designed for students ages 12 to 16 who are parents are having difficulties primarily with status offenses of truancy, defiance at home, getting in trouble with teachers at school. This program is designed to build their self-esteem, to make them take a serious look at the trouble that they're getting into at an early age, and an attempt to turn them around before it becomes more, the older it becomes more serious. A big part of a component of the program is the parent section, where these parents will go through a video series that's taught by some officers that are parents themselves, and it's equipping these parents with some more tools in their belt to maybe change their parenting skills or to add to their parenting skills to make some changes at home.
Judge Davenport, you have seen this work with some families. You've also seen it probably not work with some. I guess being a parent, that is a learned behavior, so to speak.
It is. And this program has the court's support and has from the beginning. And it's been in operation
nine years.
And they came to me when they first started this program, and I said, let's figure out how I can order it through the court and how we can have the parents be empowered. And it is, I would have to say, of all the programs that we have, it is the most successful program that I see. Very seldom do I see a child a second time after they've gone through Operation Integrity.
Wow.
A few do, but not very many. And it's because of the leadership and the dedication of this program from our SROs through the Sheriff's Office that make this program work. And it's also holding those parents accountable as well.
And Sergeant Weeks, you say the parents are involved.
Absolutely.
Are they required to be?
It's mandatory that if a child goes through the program, the parent has to as well. The judge used an interesting term, empower, and that is the focus of our program. We want to empower these parents to take back their homes and their role as parent. I believe everything rises or falls on leadership. And that's true in the home with children. These parents, oftentimes we find they've been their friend, they've been their buddy, but they haven't really drawn any lines in the sand. And that's a term I use every time I speak to parents. You've got to draw some lines in the sand. You've got to hold these children accountable for their behavior. And there's got to be consequences for misbehavior.
I know we've had some programs in the past talking with other SROs, and they say that perhaps one of the greatest thing that they're able to do there at the schools is when a student comes to them and says, should I do this? And they say, no, you shouldn't. You know, it's really up to you. You have the decision, but that's not the smart thing to do. And I think youngsters enjoy having a perimeter, having somebody say, you shouldn't step beyond that. That's not smart to do that. And oftentimes, if a parent looks at their child as their friend, they're not giving that that line in the sand,
so to speak.
It's interesting. There's been studies done on playgrounds, for instance. You take a playground that has no fences, and the students will congregate to the center of that field. You build a fence, and they'll use the entire field. And that may sound silly, but you know, there are studies that show that that's actually the case. And we've found that with, you mentioned SROs in school and the students coming to them. They're such a valuable tool in school that students, they do so much more than enforce laws. And, you know, they teach classes, they're counselors, and they're also, you know, they're there for just what you said, that one-on-one. Students talk to them and, you know, hey, here's a situation going on. And that officer, given his experience and knowledge, you know, is always going to steer that child in the right direction regarding information and guidance. So
an SRO, when you look for an SRO to employ, that's a special officer. I mean, that's not just someone.
Oh, absolutely.
That is
these guys are handpicked, and it's a selection process. They have to interview to be part of our division.
Now, Judge Davenport, you see the end result, you say, of Operation Integrity on a regular basis. And I guess the end results are just like you said a little while ago, with the exception of just a handful, they don't come back to the courts.
Not normally. And what I'd like Sergeant Weeks to be able to share with our listeners this morning, because I'm hoping we've got a lot of parents that are listening this morning and maybe this will be a benefit to them, as to exactly what the program entails for the children, because the parents are separated and have their own component. And it's a 12-hour program for the children. Mm-hmm. And I'd like for him, if we've got a moment, for him to go in exactly what the children do and then what the parents do. And then I'll give my input on one reason I really think it's so successful.
Okay. Yeah, we would appreciate that.
All right. Both components start at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning. Our next one is May 12th. We meet at McFadden School on Bridge Avenue. The parents go to the library for the video series. The students are taken to the gym. They are dressed out in a jail uniform. They are given a drug test, and that drug test is not to get them in trouble with the police, but that's one of the first, I mean, that early in the morning, if they fail that drug test, they're having to confront their parent and being held accountable, explain to mom and dad that they've been smoking weed or whatever shows up on the test. The first few hours is some very intense exercising, you know, with these officers are in their face, kind of a military style. But while that is going on, these officers are pulling them out individually and counseling with them and talking to them. Because prior to that, there has been an extensive application filled out with a lot of information from the parent telling exactly what kind of problems they're having. So these officers have a copy of that, and they're looking at it and talking to these students. After the first few hours, we go over to the jail for a tour of the county jail. And from there, we go to Stonecrest Hospital, where we have an ER doctor that takes them to the trauma unit, talks about choices that young people have seen from his experience, good choices and bad. They see the morgue. They come back to the jail for a sack lunch. Then there's some team building for the which really consists of more pretty tough exercising, but the attitude and the temperament is beginning to change at this point. Starts out tough in the mornings and then start not necessarily backing off, but instead of the in the face, it's more encouraging. And by the afternoon, we are doing life skills things that's changing their point of view. And these officers have become their friends. And out of a typical class of 15, I'll say 14 and a half have been won over. And we rarely have a repeat performance. You know, we tell the parents they're welcome. You know, if it didn't take, then you can drop them off. And it won't be near as fun the next time as it was this time. But we make nothing fun about it.
And you do this in one day?
Yes, sir. It's a shock and awe kind of thing. they're not used to anything. They've not seen anything like this before.
Well, it's amazing that you can accomplish that in one day, that you get the message across.
Well,
because they've had 15 years of learning it the other way.
Right. And but these officers have bought into the program. They are convinced that that's where they're supposed to be, and they believe in this program, and that they just do a great job with it.
Judge Davenport, you see it. You see the
end
results.
We have no other program like this, and that's one reason that the court supports it and that it is so successful. And another component, and Sergeant can correct me if I'm wrong, after they go through the program, there's a safety net there for the family.
Absolutely.
We just don't drop them off that day and say, okay, we're done. Go take what you learn and be better. So if you want to explain, because it is a huge safety net for both the parents and the children.
The next two Tuesday nights, the parent and child both are required to come back for a follow-up session. The first Tuesday night, we separate the two groups. We want the parents to be able to talk without the students present, and the kids to talk without their parents, you know, listening. And then we come back together. And then the next Tuesday night is simply, they have to have three short-term goals and three long-term goals, and they will they have to stand up. And while they're discussing their goals, we're firing questions on, okay, how do you expect to accomplish better grades, better relationship with your parents? And you know, we make them have to think through their goals. So that seems to work well. But the big part, particularly here for Rutherford County, there's an SRO in every school. And our high school has two officers each, and then there's an officer in every middle school. And our elementary schools, those officers divide their week between two schools. Primarily we see middle school and high school students. For the next 6 months, once a week, that officer and student that's gone through the program meet and discuss, hey, what's going on at home? You know, it's an informal setting. And it may not be anything more than just passing them in the hall between classes, but that officer is making contact with these students and letting them know that, hey, you're under the eye, you know, we're watching. And also, these parents are given that officer's information, email, and office number, where if there's an issue at home, these parents can contact that officer.
We hear so much about getting different friends. If you get in trouble, you're in with some bad apples, so to speak. Get some new friends that aren't getting you in trouble. Does the SRO officer then sort of, you said you're under the eye, is the officer watching the students to see if they make new friends, to keep them away from the bad influences, things of that sort?
Well, oftentimes, you know, each officer has his own style of the way of doing things, but I've often heard officers having to pull a student in and go, hey, you know, probably ought to consider finding some new friends. These guys are going to, you know, they're the same ones you were running with prior to having to go to boot camp, or not boot camp, but our program. Mm-hmm. And
that's what people call it, though, sometimes.
Yeah, he let that slip because they know I do not like that word.
So he tried
his best, didn't he?
We do not call it that.
Yeah, because it's not a boot camp, but it's referred to that because it's strict.
The public, you know, the public thinks of it that way.
But it is a self-esteem building in a support system is what we'd like to think of it as.
Now, as you describe this, I can see why it does work. I mean, at first you were saying one day, and I thought, how can you do this? How can you really, really get something across in one day? Well, it's not. It's 6 months.
Absolutely.
And maybe longer, I guess.
You know, and not only that, for the next 6 months, if a parent calls me and says, you know, it's been 2 to 3 months into it, and things are going well, but I just want to check, and, you know, I'd like to give him a drug test. Okay, we'll give it one. We'll take care of that. And there's just, we just haven't found it. We like the program, and we like the way it's running. And the best part about it is Sheriff Arnold is completely behind the program and very supportive. Having been a SRO himself, he sees the necessity for students' programs. And
now, how long has this program been in place?
Probably 9 years now.
So you've had a chance to see students go through high school, maybe
absolutely.
Get
sure.
a second, get some higher education.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do they come back to you ever and say thank you?
It's funny you should mention that. I ran into a young man who now manages a restaurant from that many years ago, and he thanked me, and I, you know, I kind of recognized him after he talked a little, but it was very exciting for me.
Let you know that it's working. What you're doing is going to a good cause.
He was a real success story. So he was a knucklehead in Oakland High School, and ended up going through the program. I believe he was court ordered, and
is that the only way to get into the program?
Absolutely not. It's funny. We have some statistics. Of the last 229 students, I went back and pulled the information. 115 were court-ordered, 114 were parent referrals. And so it's running kind of neck and neck with parents that hear of it from other parents whose children have gone through, and the court sending folks through it.
Does it cost money?
It's a $25 fee.
That's
that covers
it?
The cost of the drug test and their snacks for the day. And
it's still an expense to the county. It still, I believe, costs the budget out of the sheriff's office a little bit more money. And, of course, you know, every year they face cuts. And this is just one. And our parents, $25 is manageable for them, where most of our parents just cannot do more than that. And it's just important to maintain this program.
Well, just having that end results that you said a little while ago, somebody who's managing a restaurant now, they've grown up, mm-hmm. and they come to you and say, thank you, you've made a difference in my life. You have a few of those, and you've changed the neighborhood, so to speak. These are the leaders of the future. A lot of people talk about that, but they really are. And you're making them good citizens.
And we're also helping the parents to be able to work through whatever that they're going through with their child, to empower them to be the parent and know they've got somebody, either through the program or through the court, to bring it back to our attention if things are not working, so that we can do something else to help.
Tell you what, let's do. We're going to check on the traffic and weather, and then we will come back and continue the conversation. And we'll take up when we come back, and this is the next segment where we open up the phone lines. Maybe you are at the end of your rope and you don't know what to do next. You have a child that is 6'2", and you're 5'1", and that child, and just they're bigger than you are. You don't know what to do. Here's a chance to call and see if this is for you. 893-1450, 893-1450. We'll be right back.
My name's Norman Bates.
Overnight turns to UFOs, the unknown.
Coast to Coast AM and WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And you'd be welcome to spend the night.
Swap your ride today at Ford of Murfreesboro. Get a 2012 Ford Flex and get up to $3,650 cash back through April 30th. Price excludes tax, title, and registration and $499 dealer fee. Or you can finance a Ford Flex for 0% APR for 60 months. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro today on Broad at the intersection of Northfield Boulevard. Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones, or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots.
Play it again, sports!
Your golf headquarters.
Get new and quality used golf clubs from Nike, TaylorMade, Callaway, pre-owned, and more. Save money on drivers, hybrids, wedges, and iron sets, and accessories at Play It Again Sports on Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. No accidents to stall vehicles, according to Murfreesboro authorities. I-24 at 96, still very busy. I-24 at 231, also very busy. We've got lots of congestion on their way into Midtown Nashville on I-24 westbound, especially around the Hickory Hollow Parkway area. And we have one accident to report. This is in the Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Lane area on the south side. Heads Up Hair Salon is Nashville's original walk-in salon, family-oriented for over 30 years. Check them out online at headsuphaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind gusting as high as 25. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Falhuber. Currently 73.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Come in here and have a seat, please.
When you hear something you like, let us know.
Shut the door.
Tell Good Neighbor Talk when it's something you don't like.
We care deeply about how you feel. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hey, welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. 893-1450. Maybe you are a parent who has tried everything and you don't know what to do next. And we were during the break, we were talking just a little about some of the youngsters that Sergeant Weeks has run across. You think of children being children, but you said some of these are living terrors when they come into you. A little
Absolutely.
Kid.
Absolutely. And the judge has seen much more of than I have. But we oftentimes have students that are destructive in the home, causing extensive property damage, and about even getting physical with their parents to the point of raising their hand and hitting their mom and things like that. Have a tremendous number of students attend the program from single parents, mom trying to raise boys on their and girls for that matter, that are just as mean and just as defiant as any boy.
Is it because they have not had someone there at home? Because a single parent obviously has to go to work.
Sure.
Is it because nobody has been there to train them and they're just kids run amok?
I think that's a big part of it. You know, mom's trying to pay bills and keep a roof and food on the table. And, and these kids just have been allowed to do and say and get away with whatever they want.
Yeah, Judge Davenport, that must, at the end of all of this, really make you feel proud when you don't see them coming back in court. I mean, that's the ultimate victory.
And a lot of them we order through that diversion program, and so they will come back to get the record wiped clean. And 9 out of 10, if they've gone through the program, that parent is going to stand there and say, thank you for this program. It made a difference. And we hear that more than the ones that fall back through and come back through on another offense, because everybody that has issues or hungry for solutions. And that's the role of this court, is to help our children and our families to be productive and be safe and be healthy, so when they turn 18, that they're not at 940 at the jail.
You know, I can see parents, especially, at the end of something like this saying, I want to help. I don't know what I can do to help you, but I want to do something to help you because you have helped me. You've changed my life. You've made our family whole again. Is there some way that these parents can help you? I mean, I'm sure they have this feeling of, you've changed my life. You've brought the family back.
My first thought is referrals.
If
they know somebody that's struggling, even with a little bit, you need to call up Operation Integrity Program. And we're restrictive that 12 is the minimum. Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, but I'm seeing a lot of aggression in my 9 and 10-year-olds. And mm-hmm. we don't have a lot of programs for the younger ones. And there's a reason why we have to cut that off. And then they may have some medical issues where they may not quite qualify, because it is some physical training involved in the program. But my first thought would be referrals. That if it's worked for you, then help spread the word.
Now, In one of our news stories today, there was a conversation about bullying and how some youngsters have taken their lives, which is really tragic. Is a lot of this bullying, is that why they're in there? I mean, is this part of what you're seeing? Is bullying a major issue in the schools here?
Absolutely. Anytime you put, you know, 1,000 kids under one roof, you're going to have issues like bullying and things like that. Primarily what I see is just defiance against rules and being told no and not being allowed to do it. You know, for their entire life, they have been able to go and do, and all of a sudden mom has a 12, 13, 14-year-old that's not coming home at night, that's, you know, not helping with chores around the house. Grades are falling, they're getting in trouble, you know, at school, and all of a sudden, you know, he's not that little boy or that little girl anymore that they can give a timeout to, and they are completely out of control. I think certainly we have some students that come through the program that are bullies themselves and are referred to by the court or by the parents, but primarily we deal with just, you know, a wanton disregard for any authority.
Let's go to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. You're on WGNS with Judge Donna Scott Davenport and SRO Sergeant Bob Weeks. How are you this morning?
Pretty good. How are you all doing?
Doing fine.
Bob, I'm laying in, happen to just wake up and hear you. I hear you all say something about you got a system that's working to hip kids. Did I hear someone say that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let me tell you something about the system.
Okay.
First of all,
now this is a program. This is not the whole system. This is a program called Operation Integrity.
Well, my question is, if it's working, then why doesn't all the system use it?
Oh, boy.
You understand
that's
that?
A million-dollar question.
Hello?
We are trying to use it as much as we can. Absolutely. You know, we try to come in through our teachers, our attendance teachers, our SROs, through the court, through the parents, through our informal diversion program. It's one reason why we're here today is to get it out to our listeners that there is avenues affordable to our families to help them because it does work.
And you don't have to be arrested to do it.
Absolutely not.
No.
And it's $25.
Yes, sir.
How about that, Casey?
I'm listening, but let me give you some real stuff about your system. Let's be honest. How many rich kids are locked up?
We have children from all levels. All levels.
Hey, it's been proven, and I can get some paperwork to you. In this country, it's a shame how you would think don't nobody do anything but poor kids. Come on, let's call it like it is. There's something wrong with that picture. And now let me tell you something else about your system. It is about money, period, because this thing about having all these kids on probation, you can't get a job if you're on probation. Your system is set up for failure.
Well, now,
I can prove it.
Don't you think that this system is set up to keep them from having to ever go on probation?
Everywhere.
Well, I don't know. It's hard to argue some things, but the great thing that we're seeing, or at least that Judge Davenport's seeing, is they're not repeat offenders, and that's the grade. I mean, if you're going to give a grade A, B, C, D, E, you know, whatever you give it, this is an A. They're not coming back. They have learned to be good citizens. Let's take another call here. 893-1450 is our number. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
How you doing,
Ashley? Doing fine, thank you.
Yeah, I was calling on about the probation deal. Yeah, they put these kids on probation, and they have to go to probation every week. And then they have to pay every week, and some of them can't get a job.
That's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing, though.
That's the adult program. We do not charge our children to be on probation.
Now, this,
there is not a probation fee for our children in juvenile court.
Okay, that's a whole different subject, a whole different area of law
enforcement. And we don't have a private probation that's making money. We have a court probation a state probation and an intensive probation, and there are absolutely no probation fees.
But I can guarantee you one thing. If you didn't have this program, as these kids get older and are adults, they probably would do something that would get them into probation. So this is eliminating it.
Yeah, there's no reason why they shouldn't. They just continue the path they're on.
Right. And again, this is nipping it in the bud, so to speak, before it gets to that problem. And that's what it's all about. I'm surprised but not shocked when Judge Davenport said she's seeing younger children every day needing this. But then I guess it was last month you said you had some 8-year-olds?
9-year-olds.
9-year-olds, okay, that are in the juvenile court system.
Right. And we do. We have them as young as 8 and 9 that are committing our most serious offenses, and they're with aggression. And it's serious.
Hopefully this can turn it around. Can you handle all of the cases, so to speak, that you need to, or is there just not enough time?
We've got the time and we've got the resources, and we make it happen because we're very busy in juvenile court. Part of our dilemma is where we have to really impose upon our parents to get counseling is with the younger ones, because the services pretty much start at age 12. And I'm seeing such younger children that need more intense. And with that comes insurance and a capability of the parents to help us with some type of counseling if they've got issues.
Looking back on that first caller who had a question about why don't other people do it, and you wonder that. Why don't other people? And yet, Sergeant Weeks, you say you have calls from parents in area counties nearby that are at wit's end. They have no place to turn. Their county's not offering this. Thank goodness we are offering.
Absolutely. Rutherford County is very fortunate to have this program, and again, very appreciative of the sheriff for allowing this, you know, to continue. There is surrounding counties, I'm often getting phone calls asking for our help. We have the only program in this area for counties around that offer something like that, and these parents are desperate. They're willing to make the drive and to get there, you know, to equip themselves through the parenting program, and also to try to change their child's perspective.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing fine.
I'm listening to what y'all talk about, and I think it sounds a pretty good program and everything. Basically, I just want to kind of comment that society has got to the point that there's no fathers or no mothers involved with raising children. And I know we have to have something in place to take care of the discipline, the caring of the child as they grow up. If we get society to realize this and the parents' responsibility to do what they're supposed to do, we wouldn't have to have any kind of program for these children. I know children, I've seen them. I drove a school bus many years. I had some on there with a lot of anger in them because either the parents don't discipline, or they may be living with their aunties or their grandparents or somebody that court put under their authority. And it's just a shame that parents just realize when they're going to have children that they be ready to raise these babies. But I commend what y'all are doing. It sounds like you're having a good program there.
Thank you for calling. He brought up something that, as he said, that I'm thinking, what do these young children have to be angry about? What in their few years of life, exposure to the world, what angers them so much that they would commit adult crimes? How can they get so angry? What are they angry about? Any clue? I mean, you see these youngsters every day. Both of you do.
I think that what Sergeant Weeks said, I think that a lot of times we wait to tell them no until they're older, and that doesn't settle well, and we're not having the tools. It's okay for us to be angry. Things anger us. That's a normal emotion that we have. The difference is how we handle that anger. You know, I order a lot of anger management classes, and to try to give the parents and the children the tools to be able to say, okay, have a cooling off period, whatever it would work for them, because they don't know how to handle their anger, and they see so much aggression on the computer games and the TV. Again, I have to go back to that. We see so much aggression that it's acceptable in their minds that when I'm not happy, I'm going to take what I want, or I'm going to do what I want to do in this fashion, because that's what they see. And I think that's part of it.
And you see that all the time.
You know, and quite honestly, after meeting some of the parents, it's a learned behavior. When all they've ever witnessed is mom and or dad blowing up, ranting and raving, throwing things, they're just kind of following in the footsteps.
One thing we do see, and Sergeant Weeks is correct, we have a lot of parents that are angry, and they should, you know, they've got tough times too. I can see their frustration. But trying to teach them that is so important. But a lot of times I have parents that like to push their children's buttons. And I have to look at both sides. I'm there to protect the child, and I'm there to protect the community. And our statute says it's if the child first is in danger. I always look at the child. And if there is a possibility that this child is not totally, it's a family issue. It's not a parent. It's not a child. It's both together. And that's why we try to do the whole family. Even if it's a one single parent, we try to make that work with the whole family. Because it's, you push my buttons, I push yours. We've got to work a way where we don't push those buttons each way a lot of the times. And I know it's not just always my child, and it's not just always the parent.
Now, when you said push buttons, that suddenly alerted me to start thinking, push buttons. And I started thinking about families who are pushing the buttons to get their kids to be outstanding athletes when maybe they don't really care to be, or be outstanding mathematicians, or this or that, something that maybe the parents wanted but didn't accomplish in their life. So they're wanting to see their child do it, and they're creating frustration.
Absolutely.
And anger, I guess. Is that what we're, when you say push buttons, is that sort of what you're looking at? No? Then get me thinking right.
They know what will get them angry, or they know what the child will go inflamed about. And unfortunately, sometimes the detention center that we have and we're very proud of will be used as a punishment tool. Well, I just wanted them to spend a night in detention. That's not what detention is about. It's about detainment if they are a risk to themselves and a risk to the community. The detention center is not there for you to just punish your child because you're not punishing at home. And that infuriates me a lot of times, because that's not the purpose. Now, we're going to use it, and they're going to know there's a consequence if they are breaking the law or violating court orders or household rules that are reasonable. But deliberately, we do have some of that sometimes. And, of course, I got my kids that are deliberately also attacking their parents verbally, and then we just have it back and forth. And that's what we need to stop if we can.
If you were able to change one thing, would that be to put respect in children and parents?
I think that's the first thing that we need back. We do not even see it in the court. That's one thing. I've been there 13 years. The respect level that it was 13 years ago and how it is today by dress, manner, and speech is very lacking.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Great. How are you today?
Doing great.
Well, what I have to say is, she just got through seeing some of it. It's a lack of respect. A lot of the kids does not have respect for the parents or for other adults or nothing. And then it's another thing, they have so much anger in them because they want to be like some of the other kids and wants to have all this material stuff. And another thing, the law that they have put out to not to make these kids mad, and they know that if you try to make them mad, they're going to call the police and this and that, and they got that in their mind. And that's why a lot of these kids are doing the things that and have so much anger, because they know they can get away with some of the things that they know that they shouldn't do. And after they made these laws, not to, you know, whip them and make them mad and all. We was whooping, and our parents guided us, and it didn't hurt us, it made us. And so, see, that is a lot of the problem.
That's a good point. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and have a blessed day.
You too.
You know, I just like to say, as a law enforcement officer, nothing's changed, you know. Her parents weren't allowed to punch her in the face or beat her with a board, you know, across the... But, you know, apparently she got her bottom spanked, and it was okay. And you can still spank today. But there's so much more out there, you know, as far as consequences goes. And I say it all goes back to early, absolute earliest childhood, that showing respect, demanding respect, teaching a child... just simple manners goes a long ways, and I think it's overlooked. It's obviously overlooked, and then it just snowballs from there.
When a child goes through Operation Integrity, the one-day intensive program, do they get taught that it's right to say yes, sir, no, sir, things like that?
You know, and
is that respect?
Absolutely. And at the end of the day, you know, there's a portion in the life skills part of things that there's an officer in a very calm voice is saying, you know, you guys didn't know us from anybody this morning, from Adam's house cat. And all day you've said yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And they're all shaking their head yes, you know, in agreement. And he'll look at them and say, then why in the world would you, you know, give respect to a bunch of total strangers when your parents have done so much for you, and you treat them like, and turns the tables on them. And it's very effective. It makes them stop and think and realize, you're right. And I think that's a, you know, these life skills at the end of the day are just absolutely essential. You know?
Tell you what let's do. Let's check on the weather one more time. We will come back, I promise you, if you're on the line, and we have a full line of callers wanting to ask questions. You'll be coming up next. This is a great solution to those of you who are at wit's end. You don't know what to do with your child who is taking over. Stay with us.
You know, when I first sang this song, I thought it was about a man and a woman.
Catch The Truman Show with Truman Jones, weekdays at 2 on WGNS AM and FM, talking about the politics, news, sports, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Weather Eye.
We have a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms today. Partly sunny skies, a high in the upper 80s. We'll have a south-southwest wind gusting as high as 25. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently 73.
My friends, if you haven't been to Bell Furniture, you've been spending too much on your furniture and not getting the quality. Bell Furniture has the service. Maybe you need a new mattress. You can look all you want, but you won't find anyone even close to the prices of mattresses at Bell Furniture. And these are Jameson mattresses. Listen, Harry Bell has the Jameson Marriott mattress, the one used in the hotel. If you check around, the queen size set is $12.99, but at Bell Furniture, just $7.99. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Good Neighbor Talk, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Let me ask you a question. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause, and you want to get rid of that. If you're looking for an easy way to control these pests, Bonide has found it. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insect and disease control in one easy application. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can as directed and apply at the base of each plant. One application protects roses, flowers, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 months. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is available in an economical quart size to treat up to 16 roses or shrubs or 200 square feet of flowers. Where do you get it? Well, it's easy. Get it over at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church, right there at the Co-op. They also have it at Martin's Home and Garden, and Martin's is on Broad, right across from Demas Restaurant. Martin's Home and Garden. We're back again, and our guest this morning, Juvenile Court Judge Donna Scott Davenport and Operation Integrity Coordinator SRO Sergeant Bob Weeks. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Enjoying your program this morning.
Thank you.
I wanted to make a comment about, I do foster care, and I've been doing foster care, I guess, maybe 9 years. Mm-hmm. And I have most of the time up to maybe 3 children that I take care of in my home. And I see and hear a lot of things, you know, that's coming from the children. I know that our children do a lot of things that they shouldn't, but we also need to look at the parents and in the homes, the way that they're being raised. Because if the parents are there in the home and they're doing all of these things around the children, well, that child is going to he's going to grow up doing the same things, saying the same things. There's no respect for the parents, so there's not going to be any respect for the teachers or anyone else in the public. And the parents let the children go and come when they please, and they let them drink. I've even had children that say that parents would take them in the store and have them steal. So I know a lot of things are coming from the children, but still, we need to look in the homes, too, and how they're being raised. And, you know, I think this has a whole lot to do with it. And thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing that. And Judge Davenport, you were shaking your head in agreement with
her. Yeah, she's absolutely right. And that's part of why this program we use so often, because it does include the parent, and it gives them some tools to try to help them different parenting skills that maybe will work for them, because a lot of our parents are at a loss. They really are at a loss, and they're working 2 or 3 jobs. It's very difficult, very difficult.
But the great thing is your child does not have to be arrested to go through this. You're at the end of the rope, and you don't know what to do. What do you do?
You can call the number Sergeant Weeks is about to give you.
Okay.
And they only have a May class, and
correct,
then they're off for the summer. But we could line them up for August, can't
we'll
we, Sergeant?
We'll start back in August. That number is 904-3066.
Let me get that down. 904. What was the rest of it again?
904-3066.
Okay. And the next class is basically May.
May 12th. And then we'll pick back up in August.
I tell you, there are a lot of parents who are seeing a breath of fresh air today.
Well, I hope so.
I mean, this is an opportunity to get your child's life in perspective so that they don't have to go into adult jail.
You know, and quite honest, I'd rather than waiting till you're at the end of your rope, if you're having some issues now with discipline or you know, defiance or some issues at school, let's think about, you know, using the program now as opposed to, you know, let's try to nip it in the bud before it gets any worse.
But they have to be 12 years old.
They need to be 12.
By the way, we're going to do this again next month.
Next month. We're going to maybe have a female SRO and another male SRO that work the program also. And so, listeners, stay tuned. The first Tuesday in June, we're going to continue and have them with their opinions and perspectives of the program. And I hope the listeners will listen in and we'll be able to take their calls and answer and help them out.
Thank you for joining us today.